Finance ministers and bank governors from across the Caribbean will meet in Jamaica this week for a high-level forum sponsored by the IMF. The theme is unlocking economic growth, and participants include a wide cross-section of policymakers, economists, and high-level representatives of international institutions. Bert Van Selm is the IMF's representative in Jamaica.
It's an opportunity for discussion. By organizing these conferences, we try to bring everybody together to have a good dialogue about key issues in the region, in particular growth. Growth was a key issue in the first two conferences, and again at this conference, it's centrally on the agenda. How do we generate growth in the Caribbean? That's a question that is not so obvious to answer, and we need everybody's inputs here in coming up with good ideas and good solutions.
Joanne Creery-Johnson from the IMF's Communications Department traveled to Jamaica recently and talked to some of the participants in this year's conference. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Bruce.
It seems that one of the challenges to growth in the Caribbean is the need for fiscal policies that might address debt and government spending issues. I understand Jamaica is moving forward on that front.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I met with Therese Turner-Jones, who is the country representative in Jamaica for the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. Therese is very encouraged by the adoption of a fiscal rule in Jamaica earlier this year.
Because as you know, that was sort of like the main thrust of my presentation in 2012, was what would help deal with the fiscal imbalances and the lack of fiscal discipline would be to entrench in policy some kind of rule. And so the law came into effect in April of this year, and so now the government is going through the process of putting in place all of the various regulations and making sure that the institutions are responsible for monitoring the fiscal rule. So I have a lot of hope for this upcoming conference, because now we're talking about the real issue, which is growth. The fact that the Caribbean has been slow to recover, every policymaker working in the region is trying to deal with the fact that growth has been less than optimal.
Yes, and as you know, Joanne, the IMF's latest economic outlook for the region says growth has slowed more than expected in the Caribbean. You had a chance to meet the governor of the Bank of Jamaica. What does he think might come out of this conference?
Well, Governor Brian Winter, in fact, is pretty excited about hosting the conference in Jamaica. And he's looking forward, he told me, to discussing some important issues, including ensuring inclusive growth. But I started by asking him about the three key topics the conference will focus on: energy costs, reforming tax incentives, and the financial sector.
Well, I think all of them represent areas where there are, certainly for Jamaica, where there have been major challenges. So addressing those, finding answers to those is important. I think that they also, for us, represent areas of tremendous opportunity, in the sense that if you know that you've got an energy cost that is much higher than it needs to be, then you can get improvements to, as I said earlier, general welfare, the economic growth and development of the country, from tackling those problems relatively quickly. But I would like to say a word for something that's not a specific topic of this conference, but as we look at that point of improving welfare, overall growth, if it's not inclusive, then given the kind of, I think, the way our communities work and our societies work, if you're not able to generate an inclusive path for this kind of growth, then you're going to establish the things that will threaten to undermine the very reforms that we're trying to put in place. Financial inclusion is something that the Caribbean, I think, needs to focus much more, and Jamaica does at least.
What are you hoping will come out of the upcoming high-level forum?
I think it's not the type of conference, in my view, where there is always an answer at the end of it that is the solution. What's useful, I think, is to have the ability to have this kind of high-level attention from the Caribbean. It's important that the individual needs of Caribbean countries get a chance to be heard in this kind of way, and hopefully it leads to change.